Okay, today's daf is Shabbos Kuf Chavav, the last daf in Perakol HaKelim. So I thought maybe we would talk about one more sugya that relates to issues of Kelim and Muksa and the like, and maybe we'll touch on something at the beginning of the next Perak and Perak Mafanin that relates to one of the approaches that we will talk about. So we look on Kuf Chavav and Aleph. The Mishnah is quoted from Maseches Erevin. The Mishnah says, Neger HaNigrar, one has a bolt that goes into a door. So the question is, could you put this bolt in on Shabbos? So not only is the question, could you put it in, but before that, can you handle it? The Mishnah says, Nagar HaNigrar, a bolt that is being dragged. Nolin bo b'migdash, avalo b'medin. If it's dragging, meaning it's tied onto the door, but it's dragging on the floor. So you're allowed to use that to lock a door in the Beis HaMikdash, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash, avalo b'medina. V'hamunah kan v'kan aser. But if it's on the floor, it's not tied on, then it's aser even in the Beis HaMikdash. Even if the Beis HaMikdash, not only in the Medina. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda argues, hamunach mutter b'migdash, the munach is even that is mutter by Megdash by Nigrar by Medina, and the Nigrar is mutter by Medina, or Behuda is one step more kal. Vitanya Ezi Nagar Nigrar Shalom by Megdash Vol by Medina. So now the Brisa explains, what is the Nagar Nigrar? That's the first category, that you could be Noel by Megdash and not by Medina, according to the Tanakhama. Kol Shekashur Vitalui Verosho Magi Elaretz. If it's on the ground, but it's tied. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Zeap and Medina Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if it's tied, even if it's dragging, it's Mutter, even with Medina. Ella Ezer Shabedina. Aser, what's aser b'medina? If it's not connected at all, kol sheino lo kashur velo talui. It's not tied or hanging. V'shom tov u'manicha b'keren zavis, and it's left in the keren zavis, left in the corner, and then you take it to use it to lock. And the Rambam seems to paskin like the more mekel shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos in Perachav Beis, pekaka halon. First, he quotes the earlier case. If somebody has a board that you put over the window, bizman shu mesukan lekach, avi sheino kasher veino talui mutter laf kokpo halon. If it's made to be the pekaka of the halon, if it's mesukan, that even if it's not kasher and talui, you could use it to close up the halon. But if you look in our halacha, Perachavav pasik a halacha yud. The Rambam says, if it has a cluster, if it has a big, large end, so then, imay kashur v'talui badalas dolin bo, then you can lock with it. Aval imagdo kavua badalas. Vahyaneger nishmat kemokora. You take it out, manichinoso bezavis. You put it into the corner. V'chozim v'nolin bo be'isha rotsin, and then use it when you want to. Hariza also linobo. She'ein alav taras kli. Ve'eno agud, ve'enbo ega lochiyachalav. It's not connected, it doesn't look like a kli, and therefore it's a problem. That's what the Behuda says here. What's the problem? What's the one that's also in the Medina? Call she'eno kashur v'lo talui v'shomto manicho b'keren zavis. Okay, that is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. But let's talk about the first Shita of Elazar. Let's talk about the Tanakhama Shita. What is the reason that there is a certain type of mitzius that is usher even in the Beis HaMikdash? Even in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the question, right? The Mishnah says that if it's Nigrar, if it's talui, if it's kashur and not talui, so then it is aser in the Medina and not in the, and mutter in the Mikdash. But if it's munach, it's aser everywhere. Why is that? So four different shitas amongst the Rishonim. What exactly is the basis for that? So Rashi says here, because maybe this is the most simple but the most mechudash way. If it's totally not connected, if it's munach, it's not tied and it's not hanging, but it's even though it's always used. It's meant to be put in and out, says Rashi, it's bone. It's bone daraisa. And that's why it's also even in the Beis HaMikdash. If it's hanging, if it's attached and dragging, but it's attached, so then it's only going to be bone drabanan, and therefore it's going to be mutter in the Beis HaMikdash, because ain shvus b'migdash. But if it's not, then it's going to be bone daraisa. That's Rashi. Let's read Rashi, nolin bo b'migdash, to keep it to kashur bo miyuchad v'omedu. Since it's kashur, then it's miyuchad, it's already designated. Lakach. V'kfar nivne binyin ze mibod yom. It's already considered nivne. It's already considered built. Vein bo elegzera shvus mi devrayim be'ein shvus b'migdash. That's by binyin derabanan. V'hamunach she'eno kashur klal elekshu shomto menachur. When you take it out, manicho agave karko, you put it on the ground. Hilka k'shetoko b'shabes bonehu v'iser da'oraisahu af b'migdash. And that's why it's going to be usher, even in the Mikdash, even though you're not mevatel there, That is Shitas Rashi, that it is a Daraisa. Tosfos cannot fathom this. Tosfos says, in Dibur Masel Bamunach, he quotes Rashi, that it is a Daraisa, and that's why he's also in the base of Mikdash. Again, Rashi is the simplest, because he has to say, he says, it's a Daraisa, and that's why, of course, it's also in the base of Mikdash also. All the other Rishonim say, it's a Darabanan, and it's still going to be also in the base of Mikdash, which is a Chiddush. But this is Rashi. Says Tosfos, Ve'eno Bashba, She'ebo Yisura Daraisa, Kivan She'ena Mavalo. It's not like you're putting it in there forever. It's meant to be taken out and put in. And how could you say that's daraisa? You're not mevatel it there, right? We know there's a concept of derech tashmisho, things that are meant to be done and undone. Like you close the door. You close the door. That's not putting a board up on a hole in the wall. That's meant to be closed and opened and closed and open. So here too, you want to say the door is different? Rashi must say the door is different because the door is attached. The door is attached. Unlike you know this case, which is not attached. You're taking it and then you're taking it off. So that's why it would be worse. The Avnei Nezer tries to answer for Rashi in a tshuva in Aruch Chaim. In Simon Reish Yud Aleph Os Lamed Zayin, he quotes this Kasha on Rashi, and he quotes Mivur Da Hanotel Davar Sheina Muchan Lefkok. If you take something that is not Muchan, Upokik Bo B'Shabbes, Chashiv Bonem Amish, Degab Mikdash Aser, Vatambaze, Telochashiv Arai. Why isn't this called Arai? Kivan De Kavua Kan Leos Pokik Bo Tamid. Because you always use this to close it up, even though it's not going to stay there forever. Since you're mevatel it now to always use it to be pokig when you want it to close it up, it's chashkav kavua. Not exactly sure what the difference is between that and other cases. Of you know, you meant to take it out. You want it to be there now. You always are going to be designated this item. So, but he tries to explain for Rashi, why, to answer up Tosfos Kashi, even though you're not mevatel it, you are mevatel it to serve this function, but you're gonna take it out. You're gonna take it out soon. So it's still tzarechian. But that is all Rashi, that it's issue of bone. Bone drabanan, bone daraisa. If you look at Tosfos himself does not accept that. Erenir l'Rabbeinu Tam, dekula milsa benegar anigro leke isura elimishim tiltol. The whole issue is muksa. It's a muksa issue. It's not a bona issue. The whole issue is muksa. Different levels of muksa. V'chi hahi de kanesh is kinu balabayas. Because poseach v'noabo, so like that kana, that rod, that balabayas is designated to use as a key, so to speak, de mairi mishum tiltol, v'yafilu hachi, but still here, boyer b'lazer kasher v'tolu, yoser misharkli tashmish. Right, this needs more. Well, you might say, you designated this. You shaped it. So why does it have to be tied or hanging? Why by other kalim you could just fix them up and they could be not muksa? And here, it's so chamor that in the Beis HaMikdash, if it's not attached, it's also going to be usur. Says Tosas Lafi Sheim Tashmish Bias. This isn't just a kli that you use in your kitchen. This isn't just a grinder. This isn't a peeler. This is connected to the house. So it's more muksa, so to speak. Similar midi dahavi akisui karkos, like we're going to have later on in this parak, at the end, right? Just like the covers of pits or garbages in the ground. Shechmiru b'amlas v'yucham beis achiza, right? Even though that's a garbage, if you had that garbage in your house, it wouldn't need a handle, a beis achiza, but because it's in the ground, it needs a beis achiza. So to here, even though it's only tiltul d'rabanan, but there are different levels of tiltul, this is more chamor, it's not a regular kli tashmish, it's tashmish bias, and therefore it's going to be more chamor. Okay, according to Tosfos, there's no bona daraisa, but there is chumra d'rabanan, even in the base of Mikdash, Tosfos adds, ava gadani b'shem shvus, even though this is only d'rabanan, then if it's muksa, nasar tiltulam b'mikdash, kikanim ukamaklos d'la'el. Tosfos alludes to the fact that sometimes you do say there are Isuri Drabban and there is Shvus by Mikdash. Tosfos alludes to what he says before on Daf Kuf Chav Gimel. We'll get back to that. First, we're just going to do all the answers here. Aval Bishum Binyan, Lek Isura Klal, Afilumi Drabbanan. But there's no Binyan. That's Tosfos. On the one hand, it's simpler. There's no Binyan Daraisa. There's nothing to talk about. But the Chiddush is that there is Shvus. Like all the other Rishonim say also, it's going to be Asa Drabbanan even in the Beis HaMikdash. If you look in the Ramban has a middle approach. The Ramban says, well, there are two requirements here. There's kashur and talui. So the Ramban says at the end of the parak, kashur is used to solve the tiltal problem. And talui is used to solve the bone problem. If it's tied on, then there's no muksa. Because you see it's connected to this item, to this door, and therefore there's not going to be muksa. You've done all that you need to do to designate it. There's no total problem. But even if it is kashur, if it is not talui, then there could be a bona problem. So if it's talui, if it's hanging, so then there's no bona problem. So that is the Ramban. Bikulon talia mishum gzeras binyan naguba kareb alazar. The hanging is to solve the binyan problem. To call the talui mitaltelhu velo mevatele. If it's talui, so then it's meant to be done and undone, and you're not mevatele there. It's meant to come out also. That's why you have this hanging. Vikshira de kulhu mishum heter tiltel. And the kshira is to solve the tiltal problem. So if you think about it then, so even if it's not talui, right, even if it's not talui, it's mutter in the Beis HaMikdash. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, you're not worried, according to the Ramban, you're not worried for the bona issue, right? Because what does the Rabbi Lazar say? Rabbi Lazar says that if it's nigrar, right, so then if it's talui, if it's kashur, that even if it's not talui, it's okay in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Beis HaMikdash, we see that we're not worried about this bona de Rabbanan. Not worried about bona de Rabban. Again, talui solves the bona issues. Even if it's not talui, the Rabban says, right, to fit him into this shita, it wouldn't be a problem. It's not choshish for bona. While by munach, if it's totally on the grounds, so it's not even kashur, then it's going to be usur even in the base of Mikdash because of tiltal. So we see, according to the Ramban, just fitting him into this shita, tiltal is a more chomer de Rabbanan than a bona de Rabbanan. Again, the chumra of muksa. Where do we see this? So this is what we already saw. We saw this a couple of days ago from when we spoke about Hakdama to issues of Muksa, and we spoke about the idea that Chumra might be Nechshav to Oraisa for some Shitos. We saw the Tosfos Yeshanim. The Tosfos Yeshanim in the beginning of Beis on Daf Gimel. Remember, the Gemara there has the four different opinions about what the reason is that Beis Hillel says, no bazeh, Beis HaShanol Debiyantif is Asura. So four different opinions. So some of the opinions are that it's Drabanan, Gzeri Mishamashkin Shazavu, or Peros HaNoshrim. One of the issues is, the first opinion, Rav Nachman says, Muksa. Rabba says, Achana de Rabba, which is Muksa Daraisa. So the Gemara then quotes a Braisa, that an egg that got Beis HaShanol Debiyantif, that got mixed up with others, Sveika Asura. So the Gemara says, why should Sveika be Asura? If you say, is it Issa Daraisa, so somebody Daraisa Lachumra. But if you say, is it Drabanan, then why should it be Asura? So the Gemara says, and according to the Gemara, doesn't relate. What about Rav Nachman who says Muksa? The Tosfos Yeshanim says that's okay, because that's Ki'ilu, it's Daraisa. Ki'ilu, it's Daraisa. So we see that Muksa has a Chumra, it's Ki'ilu, it's Daraisa, even though the Rabbana made it up. The Mikdash David in Simen Chav Hei quotes the Tosfos Yeshanim to explain this. Then that's why Muksa Durabanans could be Usser in the Beis HaMikdash, even though other Durabanans would be Mutter in the Beis HaMikdash. Vihine, Bedine Ein Shvus BaMikdash, Nire Lomar, Durak Shvus Hitiru, Aval Tiltul Muksa Lo, Dechamir Tvei, because it is more Chamor. It's a shvus, is a gzeira d'rabbanan atu mishum. But here he says, muksis chamer tvei. He quotes our Tosfos Yeshanim in Beis HaDaf Gimel. Chazin and the shvus yoser chamer lo etiru b'mikdash, kemo tzira elyon. He quotes Tosfos in Erevin about the tzir. Then he even adds, one second, see if we're saying that muksa is so chamer that it might be usher sometimes in the Beis HaMikdash. So what about shofar? What about Rosh Hashanah, Yantav Shal Rosh Hashanah Shchalias B'Shabbos? The beginning of the fourth parak in our Rosh Hashanah. So we know b'mikdash avolo b'medina. You blow shofar in the base of Mikdash, but you don't blow in the Medina. So why is that? If shofar, isn't shofar muksa mishum tiltol on Shabbos and Yantif, right? There's an isser of playing musical instruments, and therefore we should say that it's usher to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos, even in the base of Mikdash, isn't it muksa? So it says the Mikdash Dovin, no, the point is, if you're allowed to blow shofar, then it's not muksa. Right? It's only muksa if there's a gzeira of musical instruments, but if there's not, then it's not muksa. V'had zedam rina b'shofar to Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos. To be Mikdash token, because of Rashi says there, Rosh Hashanah Chavtes ain't shvus by Mikdash, v'yaf agav the shofar who muksa, kidam rina b'Shabbos, that we had earlier, daflamet hey. Right, hasam zeda havi muksu mishum du klisha malachto leiser. Ach kivan de ein shvus ba mikdash umutter liskoa im kemei melo mutter af lataltel. So therefore, there will be mutter even lataltel in that case. By the way, when we speak about mikdash and medina, remember the Rambam in a few places, the Pirush Mishnayos and Rosh Hashanah. What is mikdash and what is medina? The Rambam's famous shita is that mikdash includes all of Yerushalayim. Mikdash means all Yerushalayim. Medina means outside of Yerushalayim. Right, and that's the Rambam has that halacha for certain cases. There was a big discussion in the 1850s or 1860s where there were some rabbis that wanted to blow shofar in Yerushalayim because it has the din of Mikdash, when Rosh Hashanah fallen on Shabbos, when it had the din of Mikdash. But that's the Rambam. Yerushalayim is a somehow expanded kedusha of Beis HaMikdash. Right? That's how why would the Mishnah call it Mikdash if it means it Yerushalayim? Obviously to give us a conceptual nugget that Yerushalayim is an expanded Kedushas Mikdash. And that's why the Rambam understands the Mishnah that way, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was trying to tell us. That's a Herchavas Kedushas Mikdash. Good. But that is all number three. That is the Ramban. And then we have finally number four. Number four, the Ritva. Ritva says the whole issue here is one of Maris Ayin. One of Maris Ayin. Really, there's no Daraisa here, right? Only Rashi says there's a Chash Daraisa. All the other Rishonim say not. But the Ritva here says Nagar Nigra, Nolan Boba Mikdash, Avaloma Medina, Pirish, Tekiva, the Nigra Ba'aretz, since it's dragging, it's not hanging, Nira, Ki'iluhu Bona Achshav Shabbos. Nira, maybe people can't see it tied up so much, so it appears that it's Yerbona B'Shabbos, Kishen no elbow, Vika Shvus Drabanan, and there's Nisa Drabanan, because it looks like it's Maris Ayin, so to speak, that you're doing Bona. And then he quotes Rashi and Tosfos in the next piece also by Munach. And again, then he says, V'hainami Shinira Kibinyan L'Maris Ha'ayin, Gozru B'Mikdash Bo. This is so chamor, because they were Gozerit even in the base of Mikdash, because it looks like bonus. So again, the Ritva says here, as the Ramban and as the Tosfos also say, that sometimes there are shvusim that are also by Mikdash. The Ritva here says, V'yavah b'shein shvus by Mikdash, lo kal ha-shvusin shavim, ki yeh shvus shegazru by Mikdash. Right, who else says this? This is what Tosfos says. Tosfos says a couple of days ago, if you remember Tosfos on Kufchav Gimel on the Beis, where the Gemara spoke about the Seder Kanim, right, the setting up the poles in the shulchan to put the lechem upon him, right, so that the lechem upon him doesn't squish each other and there's room for air. So Tosfos says there, you know, the Gemara says, you know, let's put them in. It's in the Rabbanan. Avagat dein shvus by Mikdash, kama shvusim ashkuchan by Mikdash. Sometimes there are shvusim by Mikdash, shegazru pa'amim litzarech, and there it goes there, litzarech. What's litzarech? Litzarech is if people, the Rabbanan felt that there were people who weren't taking the Shabbos seriously enough, so then they had to be gozer. They had to be gozer, even to knock out a mixas mitzvah, right? That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says there in the Ritva. The Ritva says there in Kufchav Gimel Amid Beis. Kareim Asisan La'akar Dover Ben Atorah B'Shev Al Tasa B'Yafei Shasir Tiltol Einu Ela Mishem Shuas Vein Shuas B'Mikdash Hacha Ayedeshe Nifritzu Ha'am L'Zalzel Harbe Benyin Osas Shabbos Hifrizu B'Gzei Rasam L'Gzer Tiltol Ape Mikdash. They were gozer because they saw that this is what the Am needed. But that is Maris Ayin. That is the Ritva's Pshat. Interesting. One final point. Once we're on the topic of Maris Ayin here of Shabbos, it's on today's daf also. To go to the next parak, the beginning of parak Mefanin. Again, so this was all part one, the main part of our discussion. Nagar HaNigrar. Nagar HaNigrar. Why is that Usser, Rashi, Tosfos, the Ramban, and the Ritva? But the Ritva brought in the issue of Maris Ayin. Just one fascinating Ha'ara of Maris Ayin. The beginning of the next parak talks about moving kupos, moving big bundles of tfua, of teven, in order to be able to have some gas, in order to have a shear, bittul beis hamedrash, all different items of that one is schlepping. The Tosfos, the top Tosfos on Kufchav Zayin and Aleph, discusses, but one second, in Meseches Beitza, there are limitations for how much you're allowed to schlep. Mishum tircha, kada yayin lo yivim besalu b'kupa. Right, you're not allowed to schlep them so much. Says Tosfos, hainu mimakom rachok. Demechsi, Uvdin dechol. It looks like uvdin dechol. It looks like weekly activities. You're just schlepping. Aval hacha beveso. But here, the beginning of Mefanin is just in your house. You're getting ready for a shir. You're getting ready for guests to come, and therefore it's not a problem. Asks the Tosfos Harash. But what do you mean, Maris Ayin is asur even b'chadri chadarim? So if it looks like uvdin dechol, that even if you do it in private, it should be uvdin dechol. What difference should it make whether it's outside or whether it's inside? So says Rav Salvechik, and then it really, I'm not sure if he had the Tosfos Harash, but it's quoted here in the Harei Kedem. Rav Salvechik says, Maris Ayin is only a problem, even Bitsina, if inherently it's a problematic activity. Chazal Asur the activity, so therefore it's Asur no matter way you do it. But if the activity itself is usur only because it's being done in public, that's the essence of the isur. The isur is if you do this in public. So then there's not going to be any isur betzina, because that's not the isur. Uvdin dechol, weekday activities are usur in certain weekday activities are usur only in public. Venira levire. This quote in the Harei Kedem and Simin Tzadiches. Dilatosvus, kol achefsa shal uvdin dechol, haino iser lasos as a Shabbos, but for hesia kiyom chol. To iser to act in public like a weekday. V'yalkein, betircha bebeso, ein klaus, kol achefsa de iser. In your house, there's no chefsa de iser at all. To lo shayach lo iser, shal mechziku uvdin dechol bebeso. It's not like nashu kelab amayim, if your clothes are wet, you can't even hang them up in private. Because there, ha chefsa shal iser ulashatcham bechama. The iser is to hang them in the sun. So hanging them in the sun in public or in private is still hanging them in the sun. But here, the iser is uvdin dechol is only for hesya. And then he quotes in the footnote, the editor, right, Rav Shurkin says that the Tozer Rush says it be favors. Tozer Rush's language is lo dami lahacha. Da afilu im yiru oso bebeso, no se bakupa lo mechziku uvdin dechol. It won't be uvdin dechol, even if he sees it in your house. Why? Because it's not usur, mishum. The uvdin dechol inherently is only in public. And of course, the Rambam, that might have a different shita. Okay, but either way, this is related to that fourth approach of the Ritva of Maris Ayin.